determining a response. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The U.S. ambassador to NATO says the White House is considering all options if Russia takes action to invade Ukraine. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan is among lawmakers calling on the administration to impose sanctions.
I do not support sending U.S. troops to Ukraine. I do support the administration's focus on bolstering our NATO allies in the region with other NATO troops, by the way.
Ukrainian officials say they don't think a Russian invasion is imminent. President Biden's deployed 3,000 U.S. troops to Europe to strengthen NATO countries. Tens of thousands remain without power from a winter storm that's finally moved out to sea after dumping snow and ice from Texas to Maine. Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell's in Boston.
There's a lot of snow still here. A lot of states are having ice buildup or just a lot of snow, and it's causing power outages in some places. Not specifically here, but in other states like Texas and Tennessee, they are seeing a lot of power outages.
More than 80,000 customers remain without power in Memphis alone. A group of Uyghurs staging a protest today near the White House against the Olympic Games underway in Beijing. China is accused of committing genocide against the Muslim Uyghurs, and this speaker compared it to Nazi Germany.
The lack of international investigation will only embolden China to continue its brutal attempts to eradicate the Uyghurs, just like how Hitler started his Holocaust of the Jews following the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
The U.S. has led a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics in protest of China's record of human rights violations. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A central Illinois judge has issued a temporary restraining order blocking a statewide mask mandate for students in classrooms. Friday's ruling said Governor J.B. Pritzker overstepped his legal authority to issue the mandate. The order was in response to a lawsuit filed by a group of parents and teachers who are upset over the requirement. New York City Mayor Eric Adams apologizing for calling white police officers crackers at a 2019 event when he was a police captain. The comments recently surfaced video.
The police union president accepting the mayor's apology, PBA president Pat Lynch saying, "We have spoken with Mayor Adams about this video. We have spent far too many hours together in hospital emergency rooms these past few weeks, and we've worked together for decades before that. A few seconds of video will not define our relationship."
Sharon Crowley of Fox TV affiliate WNYW. Efforts continued for a fourth day in Morocco to rescue a five-year-old boy trapped in a deep well, their efforts being threatened by unstable soil. Online messages of support have been pouring in from around the world. More information coming out about the death of a soap star.
The cause of death has been revealed for actor Morgan Stevens, best known for his role as the teacher David Reardon in the television series Fame and his reoccurring role on popular 1990s series Melrose Place. The LA coroner's office says the actor died from heart disease. He passed away January 26th at his home in Hollywood. Born Calvin Morgan Stevens in Knoxville, Tennessee, his first major role came in 1979 with a guest appearance on the CBS sitcom One Day at a Time. Stevens was also a main cast member on NBC's 80s drama A Year in the Life. His final on-screen credit was in 1999 on the Chuck Norris West Western series Walker, Texas Ranger. He was 70 years old. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.